Tim Krogan, The Star Apprentice, David O. Woodbury. We live in a world of machines. They even make our bread and our clothing. But we must never forget the skilled and faithful men whose work makes these machines possible for us. These men are wonder workers in metal, glass, and wood. Here is the story of a boy who had proved that he had in him the making of a master workman. Then came his final test, the test of faithfulness. The Young Helper. Tim Krogan, youngest helper in the shops, leaned against the hot shell of his big blower and smiled proudly. The huge machine had been built for a company in India. There, they were waiting for it to blow its 30,000 cubic feet of air per minute through their blast furnaces. And with every foot of it, thought Tim, would go something of himself. Their roaring fires would roar the harder because of him. For had he not worked 8 months on her as an apprentice in the great machine works? Had he not known her when she was no more than a shapeless pile of bolts and ribs and plates? He could remember how the overhead crane man had shouted, "Heads up!" as he had sailed down the length of the building with the first load of the parts dangling from his hook. Yes, and the long weeks with wrench and other tools, so that every part in the whole machine was stamped upon his mind forever. The foreman had said, "You're too young, kid. You will never last on this job." Had he? Well, Tim would say that he had. That bunch of steel and iron had grown under his own hand into this beautiful great cylinder that reached nearly to the roof of the shop, and Tim had at least a dozen fingerprints on every piece of her.